You're tuned to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. The Diablo Canyon Decommissioning Engagement Panel released its recommendations today for the future reuse of the state's last nuclear power plant, as well as its surrounding lands and coastline. The facility is scheduled to shut down in 2025, and the panel, made up of various community leaders, is tasked with listening to public input and submitting a, quote, strategic vision to the plant's owner, PG&E. The panel is made up of 11 volunteer members, a PG&E staffer, and a hired facilitator. They've been hosting public meetings and workshops since May. Lauren Brown sits on the panel. He's a retired scientist, and he says there was a very strong consensus from the community.
That the 12,000 acres of land, 14 miles of really pristine coastline, should be preserved in some fashion for the benefit of future generations.
The panel recommends these lands, which include Wild Cherry Canyon, be conserved pretty much forever for both resource protection and managed public use, like hiking trails. And there's also an economic angle to the panel's recommendations. They suggest repurposing non-radiologically contaminated structures, like Diablo's administrative building.
It is far larger in space than the largest building in downtown San Luis Obispo.
Brown says agencies like Cal Poly and the Avila Harbor District have already expressed interest in the land. But Brown says while there have been some lively panel discussions about Diablo over the past 6 months, number one on everyone's list was safety first, because the plant still needs to decommission, decontaminate, and store radioactive material.
So we're talking about a time frame of maybe 15 years before a lot of this could be available.
How to safely store spent fuel on site is the next topic the engagement panel will tackle in workshops and meetings coming up in February and March. But final decisions for what to do with Diablo will be made between PG&E and the California Public Utilities Commission. I'm Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.